Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, still pretty comfortable and not too bad early this morning, but we're headed back to summertime here over the next few days. Of course, we have always been saying wait till end of October, early November to get sustained cool temperatures, although I do see a pretty decent cold front again the middle of next week that'll move across the area, bringing another little bout of fall-like temperatures for at least a couple of days, although I also see shortly thereafter a pretty good surge of humidity headed our way a little bit beyond that. But in any case, a little bit of back and forth at least, which is better than just the constant heat and humidity of the last few months, right? So temperatures today reach the mid to upper 80s. You start to feel that humidity a little bit more, and in fact enough humidity for an isolated shower or two to develop this afternoon. Coverage will be less than a quarter of the area, so most spots stay dry, but don't be surprised if you get in on a quick shower. It won't last very long. That does play a role into our football game this evening. Of course, the Jags kick off at 8:20, which is an hour after sunset at 7:20. That helps out. Temperature looks to be about 82 at kickoff, slowly dropping into the 70s. It will be humid, and there is that chance to still for a shower up to about, say, 6 o'clock, so tailgaters could encounter a shower or two, even through maybe as late as 7 o'clock. The game itself looks to simply be partly cloudy with generally light winds. Some interesting numbers. Corey Sim and I were going over on Thursday night games for the Jags. At least home games have almost all been in November and December, except for last year was a September game, and it was very warm. It was 84 at kickoff. There was also some rain last year, but the other interesting part of that is the last four Thursday night games at home, 2019, last year, 2015, 2014, 2012, were all W's. So let's hope that trend continues and we get a hang up another W for tonight. And then as we get into tomorrow and through the weekend, we go back into hot and humid. It will feel like summer. Partly sunny skies, and that will help trigger some scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time. And while not everybody will get rain every single day, and there'll be plenty of dry hours, it looks like everybody should get at least some rain between Friday and Sunday. And of course, when you start to introduce that high humidity, sometimes those showers and thunderstorms can produce downpours that put down a decent amount of rain in a pretty short period of time. Highs will be in the upper 80s to tomorrow and near 90 then over the weekend into early next week with feel-like temperatures that are going to be in the 90s, and with high humidity, nighttime lows won't drop much below the low to mid 70s. So we go right back into our summertime weather pattern. That stronger cold front, by the way, looks to be coming through about Wednesday or so, about the middle of next week. In the tropics, well, good news there. We continue with our second day in a row with no-name storms and nothing that's really brewing. We still have the stalled front across the southwest Atlantic through Cuba and then into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Don't see anything really developing along that frontal system like sometimes we can get later in the hurricane season, at least not anytime soon. So we should be good headed all the way into the weekend. Still think the northwest Caribbean and or southern Gulf of Mexico is certainly an area to watch when we get into October. There's usually a kind of a secondary peak of hurricane activity anywhere from about the 6th through the 12th of October, and this may very well be the case this year as well. So we're certainly not done with the hurricane season, but the numbers, of course, are going to slow down compared to what we've experienced, but we're already into the Greek alphabet, and Gamma is next whenever and if that storm were to develop. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe day with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.